Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you feeling like you haven't got the expression or authenticity that you would really like to feel with inside yourself? Well, today I'm going to talk about expression and authenticity and how you can rise this with inside yourself to therefore create more confidence in you. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Before we dive in today, just to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes, all you've got to do is click in the show notes below to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, where you also get a free confidence tip. Expression and authenticity is something I'm very passionate about. It's something that it's always a work in progress. I'm always growing. There's going to be opportunities for really testing it and utilizing this and not just seeing it as an idea. It's something I'm very passionate about because I really like to see people expressing who they are and being who they are. And it's something I didn't do many times. I was scared of speaking in front of people in my career. I used to be really hesitant to people. And then when I really pushed myself through my limits and really built up my courage, I felt a lot better expressing and being authentic who I was. Now, admittedly, the area I was challenged with was always the area of dating and romantic relationships, because I personally found that I was coming from a fearful place sometimes of if I say this or if I say that, maybe they'll judge me, maybe I'll be rejected, right? But it's also, it damages the relationship you have with yourself if you can't be authentic and express how you're feeling, right? So how is it helping you when you can't really share who you really are? You can't express who you are. If you're anything like me, it doesn't feel good. So here's a bit of guidance for really working through this. The first one is sit with yourself every single day. Find some time to sit with you, just you, being with you, right? And I like to block out 20 to 30 minutes each day just to sit with me, even if I'm lying on my bedroom floor without a phone. And what that does is it allows me to connect with the real me. It allows me to then journal and express who I am, right? And then if there's anything I feel like I need to communicate important to someone else, I will then go and do that ASAP. The second one, figure out what you love and schedule it in. And again, maybe you need to sit in silence. Maybe you need to do a bit of trial and error. This isn't about logically trying to think into what you should think you should love doing. This is about what your body tells you that you genuinely love doing. It's like, is the thought of going running exciting to your body? Well, maybe you want to do more of that. Obviously, you can do excessive running, but maybe you want to do more of that. Is the thought of going for a walk energizing you? But yet, there may be something you're like, well, I should enjoy watching that sport. I should enjoy that activity. And you really don't. Well, your body will be telling you not to do it otherwise, right? It will be pulling you back. So figure out what you love to do and schedule it in, right? The third one, process your emotions you need to do, right? I sometimes go through like anger, stress, upset. And what I allow myself to do is sit with me when I feel those emotions so that I can therefore process them. And when I do that, it's not abandoning a part of myself. It's really allowing me to connect with me and express what I'm feeling in that moment. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well, but just before I get onto that, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the link below and you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. So the final point I really want to share is breathe into your heart. I do a lot of breath work, but one of the most effective things I've found to connect with me, my authenticity, my expression, is to just even 5 minutes breathe in and out and through the nose ideally, and I will connect to my heart. I will hear and listen to what my heart really needs in that moment. And that really creates an authenticity, a real connection with myself as a result. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.